You can't take it with you, but you might be able to drive it there on this moment of Indiana history. Although it was just coincidence that she settled in a town that shared her name, Aurora Shook was very intentional about the way she would leave it. As a result, an Ohio River city 35 miles west of Cincinnati boasts a cemetery where one casket is far more than a simple pine box. The Shook Building, at the corner of Main and 2nd Streets in downtown Aurora, Indiana, once housed a family-owned plumbing business. Aurora Shook was a native of Cuba who met her husband Raymond while visiting relatives in the United States in 1947. They married the next year and she became a U.S. citizen. By the 1970s, Aurora was a town fixture in the red Eldorado Cadillac convertible she drove, whenever possible with the top down. Diagnosed with incurable cancer in 1989, Aurora's last wish was to be buried in her car. Raymond Shook purchased 14 plots in Riverview Cemetery and had a concrete vault constructed 27 feet long, 12 feet wide, and 6 feet deep. The car was given a final wax job and, with its top down and with national media attention, lowered by a construction crane into the vault. Aurora's casket was then placed on the top of the open car. When Ray Shook died in 2002, some of his ashes were added. Aurora's beloved Eldorado is not the only car to have been repurposed as a final resting place. A Pennsylvania man was buried in his Corvette, and a Rhode Island woman in her Corvair. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.